Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, radiopulpit.co.za, you can talk to us directly there. We trust the Father is doing good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. You and I are the best of friends. And we are touching base on this, the very issue of the importance of understanding the new man. What is the new man even all about? I need to hear from you as to what you make of that. Let me hear from you as to what you make of that. When we talk about the new man, what do we imply? And of course, a new man, what is the new man even all about? We're touching base on that. All right, and send us your WhatsApps 082657-2729. Let's hear from you as to what you make of it. And send us a text also on the WhatsApp. Sikuzwe ukuthi thini ke ngalolu daba. Right, let me bring this to you therefore, Jabu. When we talk of a new man again, we are looking looking at Romans chapter 11, verse 15. For if their being cast away is the reconciling of the world, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead? A new man is someone who has been raised from spiritual death, reconciled to the Father through the death of Christ, and reconciled to the Father through the sacrifice of Christ. And reconciled to the Father to be acceptable before his eyes. Jabu.
Yes, indeed, my friend, a very good point also when it comes to new creation or being a new man. There is no way that we can consider ourselves as new people, but still separated with the Father.
Yeah.
In other words, our sins not yet confessed or acknowledged, you know, and then we can never claim to be new people or new creation.
Yeah.
So we can claim to be new creation because we have reconciled with the Father by acknowledging our sins and returning unto him and becoming born again. As the word says, that them that believed in his name and received him, he gave them the right to be the children of the Father. So it means we can never claim if we are still there is still an enmity of sin between us and the Father, as the word says in Isaiah that our sins have created a wall between us and the Father. So indeed, we become new people because of we have done away with all the ways of the past, which were evil, which were wicked, which were ungodly, you know, which were not really pleasing to the Father. Like even I was looking at 1 John 3, verse 9. It says there, no one who is born of God practices sin because his seed abides in him. And he cannot sin because he is born of God. So when we are born of God, it means we are new people. Therefore, we do not continue practicing sin. So one is sitting at home and listening and saying, but why am I always finding myself at fault with God, even though I claim to be the new creation or the new person? That's the works of the flesh. It means your flesh is not yet crucified with Christ. That's why you still find yourself falling into sin, because of you having crucified your flesh with Christ. But when you have crucified your flesh and all its desires and its lusts, you will see that sin is no longer your master. The Spirit of the Father will be the one that rules you and that controls you. So in other words, it means the grace of the Father will teach you to say no unto ungodliness, because you have surrendered yourself and your flesh to the promptings of the Spirit, not of the flesh. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much, Jabu. I really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApp. So 082657-2729. Let's hear what you say with regards to this. What is meant by a new person? And when someone says, I'm a new creation in Christ.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic, Christian radio.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Stay up to date with latest news, upcoming events and on-air conversations through our Facebook page. Join the Radio Pulpit Facebook community today.
Brafil.
Hey, brother. Hey, how are you?
Good, dude.
Sure. God is good.
All the time.
God is good.
All the time.
Yeah, I heard about Dr. Maswangani's birthday.
Yes.
Yeah, I know him before he was a doctor. I know him. He was still, yeah, years ago. So, Samba no Mfundisi Kumbi. Yeah, the Lord is keeping them good. So, on the topic, what it is to be born again. To be born again, which Jesus, my master, says, is to be reborn. Atilomfo, angabiyela njani umuntu esiswini saka nina esemdala. No man, abengashunjalo Jesu, kodwa ke, nayo indaba. Sasehamba ezindleleni zobumnyama singamazi lo Thixo. Kwavela ukukhanya.
Yeah.
As uKristu umsindisi ethi, I am the light of the world. Kwavela ukukhanya lokhu okunguKristu. Sakhishwa ebumnyameni sangena ekukhanyeni. My God, our lives are not the same. Umoya kaNkulunkulu ugithi uNkulunkulu ubaba ugithi uEl Shaddai uphila kithi uKristu Jesu uphila kithi lo moya kaNkulunkulu ongcwele unathi so that uyasihola asikhumbuze but uma singasamlaleli futhi uyashiya kodwa uma sibuyela sizisola siphenduka repenting uNkulunkulu uyasibuyisela. So insindiso is to be brought closer to the throne of grace ngegazi likaKristu Jesu. God bless you, beloved. God bless you.
Blessings to you, Brafil. Blessings to you, beloved. May the Father do you graciously good. In the name of Yahusha HaMashiach, the Son of the Living Father. Thank you so much. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right, 657 AM. Let's talk to Mfundisi Wami and Mfundisi Nwamba.
Asibingelele Pastor. Asibingelele nakubalaleli bonke beRadio Pulpit umsakazo wethu indzaba letifokotisa. Manje ke mfundo encwadini khona laphaya ku Johanna 3. Ngathi lapha wehle kancane nyana lapha yani uNikodema waya kuJesu Kristu mfundisi.
Yeah.
Wafika wakhuluma. Inkosi uJesu yathi ngicinisile ngedikini. Ngithi kuwe uma umuntu engazalwanga kabusha angeke angene embusweni wezulu. Loko mina ngavela kwangayibunsha ngakala ngakoti kungena kufumeni kaMatilo.
Yeah.
Manje ke mfundisi wami ukuzalwa kabusha kutolika ngendlela eziningi la mabanjeni umfundisi ngoba umuntu umene sambatho umfundisi uthi sewuzalwe kabusha umuntu umfundisi umecula church choir umfundisi uthi sewuzalwe kabusha umuntu umfundisi uma sephaphathiswa laphani uthi izono zami ziphelile manje kutolikwa nje ngendlela lezi esihlukene lezi singachazi yona indlela le engiyiyo yona yona ngoba ukuzalwa kwabusha umfundisi ukuthethelelwa kwezono ukukhithwa kwezono emzimbeni yabo baningi kemfundisi abantu abakhipha izono ebantwini mfundisi futhi kunamanzi lawa akhipha amalaba izono ebantwini mfundisi kepha umuntu mfundisi umbone lokho eqhubekile enza lokho ekwenzayo lokhu thina abantu abasindisiwe thina abantu singakhona ukukwenza mfundisi angini ma sezizelwe kabusha manje ukuzalwa kabusha mfundisi ukuthi umuntu ahlukane nesono mfundisi abe ngumntwana kaNkulunkulu mfundisi aphuma tikelekecela phana mfundisi ikusindiswa ke lokho mfundisi ukuzalwa kabusha lokho mfundisi obe sidalwe isisha sikaNkulunkulu mfundisi kanti mama mfundisi olukuba ngilule kakhulu.
Thank you so much. No, I really appreciate. I really appreciate, Baba. Kakhulu. I appreciate. Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Thokozani.
Dumela ntate re le godi le baitika moka gasong. Yeah, hey, bo ntate ke le bua mantsatsi le ka jeno. Ke mantsi bua ke tsatsi le monate tsatsi la bomme e bile re balaka letsa mahlono la tsatsi la ka jeno hore e be re phedisana le bona ho fihlela motsotso ngwana jwale. Ntate re le godi nao ya ka kutlisa ya ka new creation it also means a new to start something new, you know, in a new clean slate, whereby you just change your focus, you change your lifestyle, you change your attitude, you change your focus, especially after you have drafted the objectives, because of how a human being sometimes, whereby you are beginning to change your lifestyle, you improve your personal relationship to so that you can take it into the new next level. Jona he ntate re le godi ne ona ntse tse malonyana tse le re re tla tlame re di lokole ha re bua ka bophelo bo botsa wa bona ona tsona fela la ka hlokisa ka tlung a ntlo mo hlomong e ditshila jole le rona bo phelong ba rona ona le nthonyana tse jwalo tse le reng o tlame o sehemola pakeng tsa tsona le wena and then we pull a lot tsena ke sa batla o dietsa mo hlala ke bophelo bo botsa bo le reng o gathetse go phela bophelo ba gale bo le reng a bo gahlisi ibile a bona tswelo pele ke mo le reng wena o ipolella hore a jole he tsena tsohle ke dinga ke di fa morena e be yena nka nka rulo anga nka sekaja jole ke tlo kopanya mantsona ka le leng lola Isaiah 43 verse 19 mo morena buang are see I'm doing a new things wa bona kore ka motso mang ke mo ile reng o fa hope le tshebelo pele le o matla fatsa bophelo ba hao ke opola le nakwena morena Jesu ya tleng ya sefopo nna mantso leng a bua ho ba radi ba Jerusalem are ha tsena dingetse halla ke qala tsohle ka botsa so of manore dintho di ne di hleke mane dintho di ne di sna direction dintho di ne di sna sebopeo ke mo morena Jesu a ile a qala tsohle ka botsa wa bona so jolo a new creation ape e bontsha hore now I'm a new creature ke se ke le sibupwa se se ja ke sa tlamewetsa tsa gale gore ka motso mangwe yes diphoso le di challenges di bateng mona le mane mari wi polela hore mona tsena tsetse obvious tsena tse le hore ke gona o di laola tsona ke sa batla o dietsa nthotsa o tshwana le bo mohlomong ho etseletsa wa heno ka le shano nthotsa o ya tsa le hore mohlomong bo mahlapana marogano nya tsa batho dintotse ka fela wa dinga o di bella ka thuko ntate re le godi ha bo monate ka moga gasong le bela mantsi bo monate tsa tsena ka jeno thokozane ka kwano ka Alexandra ke le buile bo ntate.
Thank you thokozane, thank you re le bo hanta twaka re le bo ga thank you so much sir. All right, send us a WhatsApp 0826572729.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
All right, let's talk to Pastor Enoch.
Good evening, pastors. The new creation in you comes with a new taste, unlike the former nature in you. The new creation in us longs for God's presence. The new creation in you will pursue God's righteousness. Whatever is noble and pure, this is what a new creation will go after. So one can only tell by looking at one lives for or goes after.
Mm.
So if indeed there is a new creation in one's life, you can tell by his desire for fellowship, God's word, for prayer. Yes, may God bless you, pastors.
Thank you so much, Pastor Enoch. May the Father do you good, sir. We really appreciate. May the Father do you good. Thank you so much. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Join us for heart-to-heart discussions every weekday from 12 to 3 p.m. as we look at daily challenges, relevant issues, and health matters with inspiration and great music to make you smile. Become enlightened. Listen live on Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, here's another one. This is from Mfundisi Mathebula, Dr. Mathebula, Dr. Isaac Mathebula, Mfundisi Wethu. Ivory Park CMC says, greetings to you, Pastor Ray, your panel and listeners. John chapter 1, verse 12 to 13. Verse 12 says, But to as many as did receive and welcome him, he gave the authority, power, privilege, right to become the children of God. That is, to those who believe in, adhere to, trust in, and rely on his name. Isaiah 56, verses 5. And then verse 13. Who owe their birth neither to bloods nor the will of the flesh, that of physical impulse, nor to the will of man, that of a natural father, but to God. They are born of God. To be a new creation is to have received Christ as your is to have received Christ and you become a child of God. The fact that you were by your earthly passes. And then it says, the new comes, you are born of the Heavenly Father. You can say, our Father who is in heaven. Thank you, Isaac Mathebula, Mfundisi Isaac Mathebula, Dr. Mathebula himself. Thank you so much, Mfundisi. I really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729.
As easy as the touch of a button. The message of life on 657 AM.
Harry Mabaso says, Pastor Ray, I may have been referring to a cloud of witnesses that are watching my newness's life unfolding on a daily basis and not to clouds of witnesses. I am only based in a designated location chosen for certain people who can attest about my life and its impact on them, unless if it goes viral at some point in future, maybe, or maybe not. I hear you quite well. Harry Mabaso, Mr. Mangole, I hear you quite well. When's the last time you heard this song?
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Tasha Cobbs there. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. Powerful indeed there. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say with regards to this. We are touching base on this, the issue of a new person. What is this referring to?
Yongeza ilizwi lakho kweli lethu. Sikumamele yaye sifuna ukuva izimvo zakho. Ungathumela kugospel@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele umyalezo wakho ku WhatsApp ku 082-657-2729.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
All right, let me bring it to our guests. And of course, Muriel, thank you so much. I see Muriel there. Thank you so much. And Paul Wilkinson, thank you so much. I will read also Azania God Listens, honorable member. I will read. I was in Cape Town, man. I was in Cape Town. I thought you'd pop up, you know. Oh, all right. And let me get to our guests. Let me get to you, back to you, Sipho. When we talk of a new person, this person is strengthened and renewed by the Holy Spirit. First Samuel chapter 10 verse 6 says, "Then the spirit of the Elohim came upon you, and you will prophesy with them and be turned into another man." These people, a new person, someone whose spirit of the Father has been poured upon them, and they've turned into a new man. The spirit of the Father has brought strength upon this person, and by that he has become renewed. Sipho.
That's very true indeed, Fundis. Remember, when we receive Christ, we receive him and he came to our heart, and we allow his spirit to come and dwell in us. In other words, we are no longer under the influence of our flesh, but the Holy Spirit leads and guides us into all truth. In other words, we are filled with the Spirit of God within us, where we have been enabled by him who dwells in us, because the Spirit of God knows exactly of God. In other words, he will always influence us, always lead and guide us into the direction of what the Scripture requires of us. So it is very true that when you are a new creature, the Spirit of God come and dwell in our heart. In other words, we are now being influenced no longer by our earthly desire, but the Spirit of God propels us. That is why, in fact, we cannot do anything, but we need the Holy Spirit to fill us up so that we yield the Spirit of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Chapter 5, and all the stuff, but we cannot. So we need to be fulfilled by the Spirit of God. We should not even quench the Spirit of God within us.
I hear you. Right, and let me bring this to you, Mfundisi Mota. When we touch on this, the very aspect of it, therefore, in Isaiah 41 verses 1 says, "Keep silence before me, O coastlands, and let the people renew their strength. Let them come near and let them speak. Let us come near together for judgment." A person that is renewed, a new person, is a person now that lives according to the judgments of the Most High, according to the judgments of the Father, no longer according to his own judgments. Now they continuously say, "But we have the mind of Christ." Mfundisi Mota?
Absolutely, Mfundisi. And for one to be able to live according to the judgment of the Father, one needs the new heart and the new spirit that only the Father himself can give, because it is the Spirit of God that enables us to be able to live according to his statute, according to his laws. Because he said, "I will write my laws into their hearts." In other words, uNkulunkulu ngiyokhipha inhliziyo yethu. I will take out the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will put a heart of flesh. In other words, a heart that is obedient, the heart that will be able to do according to what the Father says. In other words, a new person or a new a man that is in Christ, he no longer walks as he used to walk. He no longer do the things that he used to do, because the only compass that guides him, or the navigating system that guides him, it is the word of God. In other words, the focus and his eyes are Christ. At Elitis Gankulunkulu, let your eyes remain fixed unto the unto Christ, because he is the author and the finisher of our faith. So in other words, a new person is somebody that says, even if I'm going through the shadow of death, but I will not turn aside and go and seek help in any other way. I remember Jehovah's part when he was told that the Syrians are coming to fight him. The word of God says that he seek the face of the Lord. You said, let us fast and pray. In other words, a person with a new heart, you understand, I cannot stand in my own strength, in my own wisdom, nor knowledge, but I need the guidance from the Father. So therefore, a new person is somebody that will seek the guidance of the Lord. There's somebody that will seek the Father with all their heart, regardless of whatever situation that they face. But that person knows that impact CEO am patinga kankulunkulu because I am him. He understand that now I ngisentende nesandla sakhe. You understand, you know, ukuthi whatsoever that is happening to me, I know that the Father is able to lift up the standard, to be able to guide me in the walk. So therefore, in whatsoever that I do, I will not try to analyze it in my own understanding, but I will look unto David. I lift up my eyes unto the mountains, but from where my help comes from. My help does not come from the mountains, but my help comes from the Father himself, God the Creator.
Absolutely. Wow. Thank you so much, Mfundisi Mota. Send us your WhatsApps. 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on this issue. You can drop us a voice note also there. Otherwise, give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
Advertiser e-business lakho ku Radio Pulpit ube semgangathweni. I-Radio Pulpit iyi-brand ethenjwe kakhulu eminyakeni edlula amashumi amane. Futhi inabalaleli abadlula u-400,000. Sesinama-package amahle kakhulu kanye nezindawo eziningi zoku-advertiser ukuze i-business lakho likhule. Uma ufuna uku-advertiser, thinta uSanet ku 012-334-1254 noma uthumele i-email kusanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Futhi ungathumela i-SMS ethi advertise ku 37871. I-SMS ikhokhelwa imali ejwayelekile.
All right, and Paul, thank you so much. Paul says, good evening, Pastor Ray. Greetings to you and the minister sharing the platform tonight. Great to have you back live on the airwaves, bringing another topic of extreme importance. Being born again separates a person from someone who says they are Christians and go to church every Sunday, but they do not exhibit the fruit of the Spirit. May God richly bless you and your family every day. Thanks for the way you serve the body of Christ through this program. Paul, may the Father be glorified in everything that we do, you and I. Let him be glorified at all times. And may he continue to do his will. And may we always ascribe praises to him. Muriel says, there is power in the name of Jesus. Greetings, Baruti. We are changed and transformed by salvation. Our minds are renewed. There's no turning back. In him I live, move, and have my being. Regards, Muriel there. Thank you so much, Muriel. I really appreciate.
Strengthening your faith daily on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM. 657 AM.
All right. Apple Leafy says, without God, you're nothing. Only God's strength can carry you through hard times. Thank you so much. Apple Leafy. Thank you so much for that. And of course, we're taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. Jabu, let me bring this to you. Now, a person who is transformed, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 16, says, therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. Okay. And then Ephesians 4, verse 23 says, and we are renewed in the spirit of our mind. Someone who is renewed in the spirit of his mind. Someone who is renewed from within, renewed from the spirit of his mind. And this starts to manifest in his life from within. Jabu.
Yes, indeed, my friend. Also, that's another aspect of being a new creation or a new man. When our minds are renewed. And how are they renewed? By the word.
Yeah.
So it means the more we take in the word of the Father, it's the more that we are renewing our mind. Because there is also another way of repentance than just to turn from sin, of which that is basically repentance. But also the renewal of the mind, or the change of the mind is also repentance. So it means we become new people or new creation also when we change the way that we used to think. Maybe we used to be occupied by evil thoughts. Or even when we look at people, we'll be thinking bad about them. But once we are children of God, we are new creation. It means even the way we think changes. When we look at people, we see the creation of God. It doesn't matter what they've done to us. It doesn't matter who they are, but we look at them with the eyes of God because our mind has been renewed. And we are the new creation. Also, just to add over the scriptures that you've shared, in Ephesians 3, you were in Ephesians. So Ephesians 3, also 16, it says that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with power through his spirit in the inner man. In the inner man. I said the word of the Father renews us. Also, what is important is for us to take care of the inner man because we might spend our time focusing on the outward man, which is our body, which actually withers away. But the inner man is the person that is renewed, is the person that is born again, the person that is the new creation that has taken over the nature of Christ and of which we must feed. Just like we never spend a day without food, my friend. Also, the inner man must never spend a day without food of the spirit, which is the word. Drinking from the well of life, which is the word of the Father at all times. We should at all times invest to the inner man. By going to the fellowship, by, praying to the Father, spending time with the Father, we are investing to the inner man. We are feeding the inner man so that he can be able to remain the new creation and also to remain also carrying the nature that is new that we have. At first, I spoke about someone who is questioning, why am I always falling into sin? It's because of also neglecting the inner man. When you feed the flesh, then the inner man, your flesh will be powerful than you. Therefore, you will live pleasing the promptings of the flesh at the expense of pleasing the promptings of the Spirit of the Father. So let us invest so that we can enjoy this new creation that the Father has given us, this new nature that we have received from Him. Thank you very much, my friend.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you, my friend. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Order, honorable member. Order.
Matanga wa Morena, honorable members, servants of the Most High God. Ukuzalwa ngabusha. Ukuzalwa ngabusha. Being born again. It's because David says in the book of Psalms 51, verse 5, I was conceived in wickedness. I was born into sin. Now, I used to tell Lebana when I teach them, Gere, no one takes you to a college or a university where they teach you lies. where they teach you how to steal, where they teach you things to lie and to blaspheme. But because we are born in sin, now when we are born again, because we've been away, the Bible says, repeti outside the commonwealth of Israel. We were without God in the world, miserable, hopeless. We were Gentiles. Baba phila mba sina mudimo. Iko re re phila re sina mudimo re phila re sina tshepo. Empa mama tlhaka Kriste ra tswala le sho re tlishwa gausi le mudimo. Ra tsena ga re go gwerano ya le godimo. And we were accepted in the beloved. And by so doing, we were made seated in the high places. To be able to go back to the original man. Let's make man in our own image. That they be like us. God is taking us back to where he created us so that we have dominion. We rule. Ribusha go tshwana le yena re ska rabushwa ke memoya ya lefase ire ke ba le motlhanga morena. In the book of Ephesians, the Bible says, and you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. It means go tswala leswa ke go tshoshwa motlhanga morena, we were dead, we were quickened out of our death. Verse 2, where in the time past you walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedient. The spirit that rules the world. And today, I was so surprised, Mtangamrena, those who are born again were so fascinated by the election of the Pope, as if he is part of the kingdom. Pope is not part of the kingdom. If we are born again, Mtangamrena, uri Paul, Abulela, Timothy, you cannot be entangled to the affairs of this world, but our lives will look unto heaven. The Bible says, as you are risen with Christ, so seek ye the things that are in heaven, where your true life is hidden. It means our life is with Christ when we are a new man. Our purpose and our desires dies, and the desire of the Lord lives in us. In verse 4, but God, verse 3, among whom also you all had our conversation in the time past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were in nature the children of wrath, even as others. The wrath of God, because very satsebe modimo re dia ka mogore ratang re busha ke lefase re loya re hloya re heita re seba re dia tjotlhe re otswa mohlanga morena re dia tjotlhe empa go tswala lesa go ra re tshea the nature. Is that is the book, in the book of Romans, I think it's chapter 14 or chapter 13, the last verse here. Aparang Kriste gore le seke la fulfilla the lust of the flesh. Modimo tlhanga morena, it means go tswala leswa re apara Kriste. Re feleletsa re bolela jwale ka Paulo a re, accessi mo philayo kota is Christ lives in me. Because our wills die, our desires die. We live in the desire of the Lord. Ke feleletsa ka verse 4, but God, who's rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in our sins, hath quickened us together with Christ by grace, and has saved us. The last verse, and he has raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He had made us sit together. So mthanga morena, it means ga re re tsotseliswa bophelo ba rena bo beilwe le Kriste le godimong, so that when he appears we shall be like him, because the Bible says as he is so we are in this world. It means by Holy Spirit we take in the nature of Christ. Ere Bible ga utjola pele ka bukeng ya ba Ephesians, ere because even in this world we are in the family that is named by the name of Christ. We not naming ourselves by the worldly names of people, international what denomination of what, but we are under the name of Christ. Re mili wa Kriste mothanka ke rena ba re tsotjoliswa re eme ka mmusho wa legodimo o sa registering under mmusho o mongwe. Re bana ba modimo ba ba pholositsweng ba ba sa tšhabeng gore a ke na ditlhong ka efankgedi ya Kriste, gobane ke maatla go rena ba re pholoswang. Re ema re le jale re le rena re pholositswe ke ba ba tsweteleswa. Modimo a na taba le seaparo, a na le taba motho a ka ipitsa bokreste, but if we don't represent his nature we are none of his. So ka mantswe a mangwe gore re tswetswe leswa. Be blessed, honorable members. Let us continue boldly speaking the truth and rightly dividing the word of truth to the church, the true and the true potentate, our Lord Jesus Christ, the church which is the ground and the pillar of truth. Rieme, and the Christ be glorified in us. Shogofala mutangamra na tsarelo ja nako. Modimo a le shogofatse.
Hallelujah. No. You took the right time. It's fine, man. We are learning together. So I enjoyed hearing from you. And thank you so much. All right. Send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729. I haven't played you a song. No, I haven't. Oh, man. I haven't played you a song. I think I should play you. There's a song that I think you will love so much. About a new person. And this is about the new person, and I think you will like it so much. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. Sawubona Dumela, hi.
And this is about the new person, and I think you will like it so much. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334.
Oh, no, come on, man. Give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this issue. We are touching base on this, the very issue of a new man. What is a new man even all about? But this song, I think I promised you a bit. Let's take calls. So I want to do my hi.
The very issue.
All right, let's do this. There's a song that I think you will like.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Beautiful song indeed there. I trust you are done good. And you can send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. And as we go on to wrap this up, I'm keen to hear from you. And let's see. There's no one that I haven't read. Nah, I've read all. I've read all except for, let me see, for Ashla Andrews sent a picture there. All right, 012-334-1322. You can talk to us directly there. Otherwise, you can give us a shout. Talk to us directly. And you can send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Now, the concluding remarks. Let me give you 2 minutes each. Let me start with you, Sipho. When we are looking at today, would we say that in the churches of the saints, we are displaying the new man in the right way? Can we say that we are truly the light of, because a new man is supposed to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. But have we become that or the opposite of that, you know? Are we still acting out and living as new people in Christ, new persons in Christ? Or have we gone astray from that very fact and point? It is something to ask. Because why am I saying this? I'm saying this because some of the responses I got earlier on, it says in Isaiah 62 verses 2, the Gentiles shall see your righteousness and all kings your glory. You shall be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Elohim will name. The Gentiles shall see your righteousness. Means the world must see the righteousness of the Father in us. Sipho, what do you say? Are we showing that or not?
It is unfortunate, Mfundisi, we have yet reached that level whereby we walk in the Spirit so that we no longer walk earthly. Because we are seeing today, Christians are trying to track the world into the church. We try like to imitate the world, whereas it should be the direct opposite of saying we are now walking in the newness of Christ. We are walking, being the light, the salt of the world, being the ambassador of Christ. And moreover, Mfundisi Nkulunkulu esenzile, being ambassadors. Remember, ambassadors, we stand for the kingdom that has been given unto us freely, the unshakable kingdom that is within us. It's all about righteousness, peace, and happiness in the Holy Spirit. So unfortunately, we are not yet there. But we are praying that God, please lead us, guide us. And if we will be able to not to obey the Spirit of God, definitely we will rise and reach that level.
I hear you quite well. And that really startles me. It shakes right within my core. Uguti, we don't seem to be doing quite well. You know, now, when you look into this one, let me bring this to you, Mfundisi Mota. It says in the book of Colossians, chapter 2, verse 12, it says, "We buried with him in baptism, in which you also were raised with him through faith in the working of Yahuwah, who raised him from the dead." Now, this new man is someone whom, when we look into their lives, we still see the working of the Father in them. The Father is continuing his work. And I don't mean work in progress. Yala baba backslider. I'm talking about that we see growth and grace by grace each and every morning. This new person continues to develop. We start to see other aspects of this person like we never did before. Fundisi Mota?
Fundisi, that is correct, my brother. I agree. You know, you read earlier when you were saying that we are renewed in each and every day. So as we walk with the Father himself, we experience the growth, the spiritual growth, because you can never say you know everything. The moment one says that he knows everything, actually you are staggering from any growth. So for us to be able to grow spiritually, we should be renewed in each and every morning
we should have receive the first fruit from the Father each and every day that will guide us so that we can be able to walk according to his ways and according to his will, because our purpose now is to please the Father. That's why God says to Abraham, he said, I'm God Almighty, walk before me and be blameless. That is what the Father expects from us, because he has purchased us with the blood of Jesus Christ, that he saved us so that he can make us to be righteous unto him. So therefore, kubalulekile ukuthi as a new person, we should bear that in mind. So hence, the word of God says that as therefore we have received in Christ, so let us therefore continue to walk in him. In other words, to walk in the truth, because Christ is the truth. We have received the truth that has been taught to us, and we have accepted the truth. Christ is the way and the truth. So therefore, in order for us to be able to walk and to be able to please the Father, we should abide in him. That is why he says, apart from me, you cannot do anything. So a new person understands that I cannot do anything on my own, but I need to abide unto him, Christ himself. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you so much. I hear you quite well, sir. And Chabu, let me bring this to you. Now, when we talk of a new person, Colossians 2:13 says, and you being dead in your trespasses and uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven all your trespasses. Someone who lives and moves in the forgiveness of their trespasses through Christ. And he lives and moves and is found in the forgiveness. He doesn't go into the offense anymore. Chabu, finally.
Yes, indeed, my friend. So it means if we have turned away from our wicked ways, we don't go back, you know, to open the graves of sin. It means we focus to the Father. That's the new man. So it means we no longer live according to the wayward ways that we used to follow. Because we have now met the Father, and he has directed us in a new way that we must take.
Yeah.
So that's being a new creation. Also, in John 3:6, it says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the spirit is spirit. So it means, yes, we were born of the flesh by our mothers, like our physical parents, yes. Yet we met the Father and we were born of the spirit.
Yes.
So that's our last state, being spirit. So it means we are also now spirit, and we should live in the spirit, not in the flesh, because we are the new creation. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate. And may the Father continuously grant you all the best. All the best. All the best. Let me thank everyone for calling in. Let me thank everyone for having listened through. Thank you for the WhatsApps. Thank you so much also for listening to the show. May the King be glorified. By his Holy Spirit, he guides us into all truth. May he be glorified day by day. And I want to say thank you to you, Mfundisi Mota. Thank you, sir.
My brother, thank you so much. Be blessed. Siyabonga kakhulu nakumfundisi Sipho, Mfundisi Jabulani as well, nabalalela emakhaya. Unkulunkulu anibusise nonke. Ngiyanithanda kakhulu bafowethu.
Awuzweke. And thank you so much also to Sipho Paulo, sir.
Thank you, Muruti. God bless you.
Haw, namhlanje ubrief yong yini usuthi na eh. Oh, sorry, iklapa le yakho izolo bayidlile. Oh, okay, ay, sorry, man, sorry. Mara niwine kayi-2 the past 7 days, so it's not bad. Jabu, yeah. Thank you so much, my friend. I appreciate.
Thanks very much, my friend. What a great show. We give Yahweh Elohim all the glory.
All the glory, man.
Be glorified.
Thank you. Ah, siyabonga kakhulu. And of course, next week we are touching base again with Ujabulani, Dominic Sipho Paulos, and also Umfundisi Umota. And we are talking about defilers, izinto ezisingcolisayo. Defilers, things that are making us dirty. We are touching on that. From me, Ray, it's been great. It's been wonderful. It's good to be back, man. It's good to be back. Thank you so much. Tuda! Rabah.
657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082
0800-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.